I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 792, Both and Not Either Or. If we don't accept and embrace multiplicity and variety of Scripture, we're going to get confused, and our Christian walk is going to be out of balance. I mean, which is it? Rejoice in the Lord always, or weep and lament? Do we pick the perky proverbs that seem to have surefire answers in just two lines for all of life's troubles? Or do we set with Job in the misery of life that just doesn't make any sense? Well, it's both and, not either or. Thanks be to God. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves. To love well, we have to first admit the complexity of life. We get into trouble fast as believers when we try to cherry-pick a text without the context that leads to a pretext for a proof text. There's so much to say about law, history, poetry, prophecy, gospels, occasional letters, and apocalyptical writings. But for today, let me just focus on one principle, and here it is. It's all true, and it's all needed. We don't have to choose between praise and lament. Instead, we can embrace both at an appropriate time. The example I want to use is in the Psalms. Let's take, for example, Psalms 21, 22, and 23 as our test case. In Psalm 21, you've got a psalm about the king who rejoices in God's strength. God is our salvation. God gives us our heart's desire. Nothing is withheld from his lips. He lengthens his days. It's all full of glory and splendor, joy and trust in the God who comes through. Woo-hoo! But the very next psalm, Psalm 22, is the polar opposite. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? And on it goes. It's a psalm of lament that Jesus references from the cross. It's dark. It's hard to read. It's accusatory toward the divine, and it's painful. Then after that, we get Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and so on. Phew, that's better. Let's get beyond that hard one and get back to the good God who leads to still waters and through hard times, who is following us all the days of our life with goodness and mercy. Yeah, we love that one. Okay, slow down a bit, take a deep breath. The truth is, we need both types of psalms, and I'm so thankful God provided them for us. Christianity loses credibility when we ignore or pretend that hard times and times that just don't make sense don't happen to us as true followers of God. Of course they do. Flip open the Bible anywhere and start reading, you'll see it straight away. The Bible is so diverse and rich, and when we see it for what it is, and not as a ready reference solution book for every eventuality, we can relax and enjoy the written word of God as it was intended to be given to us. The history books tell us about God working with flawed humans like us, loving us, blessing us, correcting us, and guiding us ultimately to Jesus, the final and full Word of God. The Proverbs are, well, they're proverbs, not guarantees. They're maxims that work most of the time, but not always, because they're proverbs. A soft answer turns away wrath, mostly, but sometimes you still get hit in the face. And that's not because the Bible isn't true, it's because it's a proverb, not a promise. And the Psalms, and Job, and Ecclesiastes, they show us the raw emotion of humans to God when we don't always understand, when things don't always fit neatly into our Sunday school theology. And prophecy books aren't there for us to figure out and map out and give out, but to find hope in the God who has not abandoned us, and who keeps his promises, and who holds the good future in his hands. We need both types, both and, not either or. Here's the great question. What do you do when different books or passages seem to give different emotions or reactions to God? Let's pray. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 793. In the meantime, in the text of Scripture, we have everything we need to point us to the goodness of God and the ultimate revelation of Jesus. We have text of sorrow and shouting, and text of joy and jubilation. And we need both and, not either or.